So you're having a ring in the nose of the animal, you're sitting on top of animal. You should take care of the animal. When we talk about beyond reality, it doesn't mean reality is not important, because at the end of the day, we call your role in reality. At the end of the day, we call you good or bad for what you really are. Reality. This animal should be fed with you, should be taken care by you. And you cannot hire someone to do it properly, because why that someone should do it? And if that someone doesn't do the job, then you have no animal to ride, so you're handicapped. How about it? Because when they talk about this wisdom, you all want it to happen to you just like that. Somebody will do that. For you know, you don't need someone. Become the genius and do it. It's not like that. You have to take care of the animal. Then the animal will obey you. Then the animal will be tamed. Because this is a wild animal, and you should tame it. From outside, yes, we could help. But you are responsible for that. This is what this story is all about. It will start like this, that there was this Sufi who became a guest in a khanaqah. He had one animal and put the animal in a special stable, and he went up to join the fellow travelers. Over there he started to be muraqib, meditate, and feel the presence of the people. Let me talk about this presence. Yes, this presence is the real stuff. Because Sufi should not depend on a piece of paper. When we say literacy for Sufi is knowing this magical stuff, knowing this hikmat. Because at the end of the day, we need one thing from this Sufi. What is it? Sufi is a freshman. Is a beginner. What do we ask from a beginner? To have a good heart only. Because we know he's a freshman. He will do the mistake, he will do this, he will do that. We want him to have a clean heart, a white one, like the snow. Why? Because the knowledgeable person depends on the pen. And Sufi depends on leg, because Sufi is walking the path. Scientist is learning. This is like a hunter who goes for hunting. The first thing he finds is the trace of the animal he's looking for. So for a while he will follow the footstep of the hunting. But when you get closer, the smell will come in and will lead him. If he's careful and he's thankful, he will be successful in this hunting. There is something illogical here that you should try to swallow. Because when I'm going hunting, let's call it hunting for that comfort inside. He said, okay, I could logically go 100 different paths, logically, or I could just have a couple of steps by this smell. Which one is better? He said, this second one is better than the first one. Logically, it's not, is it? Let's say I don't know something and I'm looking for it. There are 100 different paths, and I try them all to find that stuff. This is a good technique, isn't it? Or if I just follow my nose. He said, if you follow your nose for 2 steps, it's much better than the rest. Why? Because the rest, I'm facing the darkness. I'm looking at here, this direction, or that one, or that one, or that one. Right? So I'm lost. Second, when I smell, oh, first of all, I'm happy. Because it smells good. So you see, I start with joy. I'm not lost. I feel it. That's what the smell is all about. That's why in Persian language, when they want to say that you don't know anything about this, they say, you haven't smelled this. Smell is the best character. And in here for us is the smell. Why? Because the smell is something that you judge when you know nothing about. You do this and you smell something. There are 200 different stuff, chemicals around, and one of them will influence you. And you don't know why it is. And it could attract you from far away. For your eyes, you need this stuff to be in your field of vision. For your ears, you need to be close enough. For touch, you're dangerously close. For licking it, give it a break. But the smell, from far, far away. That's first. Second, with the smell, we do the magic. Rumi will explain it later to you and say, listen. The source of happiness is beauty. There is this beautiful garden we found. Oh my God, walking in this garden will make you the happiest person on the earth. Then what? Do you want me to bring the garden here? It doesn't work that way. The only thing I could do is to bring you a piece of flower. Maybe you smell it and you will follow your nose to be there, because we could bring a little of beauty to you. We just could talk about this, a little bit of that, a little bit of that. For you to have the base and to have the direction. Therefore the smell is very important. For you, remember, whatever is blocking your vision for pure is transparent. Because this universe is not hidden. If you have the eyes, you will see it all. Let's talk about these pure people, because we are going to talk about them a lot. Who are these people? Who is pure? You tell me. No, that lady. That's what Kambalzara is. Come on, Maru. What is peer? In book 1 he talked about it and he said, by peer I don't mean old. This is exactly the opposite. This is the young future. I call it peer. And you need it because he could pull you out of yourself. That was it. Here he talks about that in a very funny way. Say, you know who Peer is? First of all, Peers were here before the creation of the universe. That means one. Before the form happens. So I'm talking about the essence. I'm talking about that eternal essence which was here before everything else. And it's exception. Because the rule and everything was created later. They had a period of time and a lifetime before everything happens. And these are the people who who will have the benefit of agriculture before even planting they have the fruit. What does that mean to you, John? The people who have the fruit before planting the plant. Means what? What? No, credit all. Don't go to the blah 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 blah, confusing the six-year-old boy. It's simple. Because for you, there is a process: planting, waiting, then having the fruit. Right? This is for you in your teeny reality. We're talking about the timeless people. Right? That's how I expressed them. I said, these are timeless people. Let's put aside the time. Then what will happen? You tell me.
I have no idea.
Let's talk about agriculture in a timeless fashion. What is first?
The desire for the fruit.
Fruit. The thought of fruit is first. Then you plant some seed. So the end is right at the beginning in that imagination, illusion stuff that we're talking about. This is something that normally is at the end, but for us is at the beginning. Let's talk about the most important stuff that we are learning here. Trying to beautify ourselves, right? Beautification is it, right? I'm trying to beautify myself. What is first? To have a beautiful image of myself. You see, the illusion imagination is first. I have to imagine myself a good person first. In this knowledge, the end is first. Because if I don't have, let's say I'm left for some reasons with no self-esteem. And I consider myself very ugly. Just last night I took a picture of myself and I sent it to my lover. I said, I know I'm very ugly. Then what? I remain ugly. Whatever I do will be some changes. But will not be towards some beautification. Because I have to have the... Mozart has a picture of a harmony in his soul, then he starts to create that music, right? So that image. That's what we're talking about. Remember I said, this imagination, this khiyal is the pillar. Because in that khiyal, I should find my beautiful part. That's why I said, remember, something I sometimes do, sometimes I forget. At the beginning of book two, I stop and insist that people, you have to do it right away now. You have to have a very definitive, sharp line which divides the animal and human beings. For me, it's a valley. Means there is no connection at all. There is this separation of me and the animal. Because if I don't distinguish between these two, I don't have the beautiful image of me. It's polluted. It's like, imagine having, which one of you don't like to receive a very good bottle of wine? Imagine receiving a good bottle of wine which has some cockroach in it. Yeah. Just one cockroach. A little one. You could throw it out with a pinch. Doesn't matter. That's what it is. I have to have a beautiful picture of me because if it has an ugly part, and if I believe in the ugly part of me, first of all, I defend it. Which one of you do not defend your weak points when it's brought up? All of you are ready to say, no, I'm not that. Even if it is obvious and everybody is talking about it. This is the animal part, becoming defensive. Then what? Oh, then I'm ugly. Then I give up the hope. The hope is if I could picture myself